on the way home. It is now exactly 1 o'clock, and the GPS is saying 1 hour 15 minutes. I've got 69 miles to do, so I should get back about just after 2, I guess, which is not bad going so far. Quite surprised how empty the road is, which is great. Couple of hour trip down here, I think, at the sort of time that I left this morning, would not be an issue. A couple of times a week. Whoa, that's a bit windy. But I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. So I'm tempted that a little bit nearer home, I might stop up and get some food. And then I'm going to go home and get changed, sit down and have a cup of tea and think for a bit. And then I need to go and do various bits and pieces this afternoon and then drop the car back. So, but yeah, really interesting interview for me. And I think there's probably more questions I probably should have asked. But I think getting there a little bit earlier and reading my book for an hour, I think my mind was on the book a little bit, really, which was, you know, pity that I wasn't as engaged as I probably could have been. But I felt I said what I needed to say, and I hope they saw my passion and creativity and the footprint that I've got, and we'll see. We will see. More than anything, it's been a really nice additional wake-up call to everything that's going on, you know. I was mentioning this yesterday on Audio Boom, but Conker tweet up this weekend, just lots of stuff dovetailing together, and I feel like I'm re-energised again. I can feel in the back of my mind as well that I'm going to start my walking, running more active every day. I think I need that sort of clarity in the morning to get started on a day instead of just fudging into the day, which a couple of my weeks have been like that recently. Righty, I'll speak to you in a bit.